Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 13th day of December 2010. We've got record cold temperatures across much of Europe, England, Canada, the United States. As you know, the Metrodome in Minnesota collapsed due to the record amounts of snow that had fallen on it, the snow and ice. On the TSA front, India protests U.S. frisking of top diplomats. But again, this will create a discrimination issue if they allow the diplomats to not be frisked. Of course, diplomats, when they're flying on private aircraft, cannot be frisked, and diplomatic pouches cannot be searched. I mean, why let bus drivers drive buses? We need TSA on board to make sure they don't use the bus as a weapon. But then who watches the TSA? Our new federal police force that's now fanning out into the streets of America. So we're going to be discussing that as well. Also, Cablegate, information immunization program, getting us ready for all the corruption to come out. We've already seen the system basically doing that, admitting, oh, we grow the opium in Afghanistan. Oh, the government makes fake bin Laden videos. Great article by Max Axiom up at Infowars.com dealing with that. Yesterday on the Sunday broadcast, I got some into the real shadow ruling government on this planet. And I want to get back into more of that briefly coming up at the bottom of the hour, and the fact that people are in denial about these financial megapowers that are operating in the shadows, but more and more are coming out into plain view. Of course, I discussed mainstream news from 2 years ago where the Queen of England went in with her governor general and just shut down the parliament not once but twice and said, you vote the way I want or you're disbanded and I'll take full dictatorial control. Oh, a nice old lady that likes to knit. It's the same thing in the Netherlands. The queen can take over the government anytime she wants. She owns, along with the Queen of England, Dutch Royal Shell and BP. They both own large stakes or controlling stakes in those. I mean, think about it. The Queen of England, with all these dozens of commonwealths, rules them, and you can have a parliament as long as you do what we say, and as long as you pay us the taxes. But then you talk to a Brit or a Canadian or an Australian, most of them go, the Queen doesn't run anything. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory when it's in plain view. It's the same thing with the private banking cartel that controls our society. We're going to get into the economy, obviously. More and more economists have to admit there's no way to pay back this global mega debt. There's no way to pay off these well, over $1,000 trillion that the central bankers have created. And notice as soon as these lawsuits got filed against bankers that worked with Bernie Madoff in this scam, oh, Bernie Madoff ran the $100 billion plus scam all by himself. And his sons didn't know, but one of the sons hung himself with a dog collar. And again, if you believe that, that news came out on Saturday, if you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, I got oceanfront property. I'm ready to sell you. It's not in Arizona. It's on the moon. And there's a swimming platform out there made of cheese. I mean, this is ridiculous. So if I ever get hung by a dog collar or hung from the London Bridge like that one banker did a decade or so ago, please remember, I'm never going to kill myself. I've got a zest and a gusto for life. And I want to be clear, I'm never going to kill myself. So we're going to be discussing some of that coming up today as well. Obviously, we've got the incredible Ice Age news that is unfolding and taking place. We've got the war on terror, climate and energy, incredible news on the health front. I tried to get to this yesterday, but I will today. More from the UN on forced relocation. We've got Charlotte Iserby popping in for just 30 minutes today. She's basically about to completely retire, so we're getting her on while we can. She's going to talk for 30 minutes about solutions against the federal corporate takeover of education. Then we've got Robert Groden on in the last 30 minutes, but the rest of the broadcast will be news, your phone calls, and a lot more. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Cover this first, then I'm getting into the economy with the Madoff suicide, Arkanside, big military developments around the world, the Russians shipping 1,800 anti-aircraft high-tech missiles to Venezuela. We've got India protesting U.S. frisking of top diplomats. I mean, people just won't come here. Other people haven't been drinking fluoride and watching 10 hours of TV a day. And, you know, having uranium put in their drinking water, as the government admits they do, to sterilize the population. And they go, you're going to stick your hands under my blouse? You're going to stick your hand in my pants? You're going to frisk pilots who are trusted to fly the plane? No, I'm not coming to your country. We're like, but Nazi Germany's good. We love the army on the streets. And people are like, well, that's like Guatemala. Or that's like Nigeria or Indonesia. During a coup or something. We don't want to go there. That's scary. It's land of the free, man. You don't like it? We got face scanning cameras. We got red light cameras. We got transponders. We got license plate readers. But our borders are wide open, too. The government's trying to fight the drugs when they're not caught shipping them in. I'm sorry. It's just so painful to watch this country being sucked into a black hole of oblivion. But I wanted to get to this first because we've talked about Anwar al-Awlaki being the admitted CIA operative, hanging out at the Pentagon, the number one active operative of al-Qaeda. He's behind the underwear. He's behind the shoe bomber. He's behind the Christmas day guy that we already mentioned. He's behind the Fort Hood. He's now reportedly might be behind the latest patsy. And what's happening is the government has open immigration for people from Somalia, people from Sudan, people from all of these countries that are known to have basically the equivalent of Muslim hillbillies, who really do want to kill the great Satan. They don't understand the great Satan is the banking cartel that runs our nation and use it as its own front. But their own countries are run by their own mini Satans, you know, with their corrupt mullahs and people who are all about Allah and being pious, but then have their own sex slaves, you know, back at the palace. I mean, the corruption of the Muslim states is legendary. Of course, the corruption of every country is legendary. That's the fallen nature of man. But they bring these people in. They protect them. And before I get into the Stockholm blast here, before I cover that, I just realized there's a type of a pun here, or not even so much of a pun. We have Stockholm syndrome with our abusive government. That's where people that are kidnapped or abused end up loving and admiring and worshiping their abusers. Some weak-minded people have a, survival mechanism. It's particularly found in women. Not that women are bad or weak, but physically weaker. So it's a way to kind of grovel and, I guess, sell your abusers on being nice to you. But that won't work with this military-industrial complex. It's like in Goldfinger. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. They don't want us to just be slaves. Life isn't just cheap. We're seen as garbage, and the globalists want to take out the garbage. They want to get rid of us. So police probe Stockholm blast as act of terrorism. Bomber believed to be foreign sports student. A Muslim foreign student with some type of scholarship blew themselves up in a car. And they believe the bomb detonated before they got to where they wanted to go. And that's about right. I mean, if you're going to find a real terrorist to attack, it's going to be badly coordinated. It's going to be idiotic. It's going to be mindless. It's going to be low intensity, asymmetrical. So Al-Qaeda, the best Al-Qaeda can do, goes from devastating attacks, NORAD standing down, aircraft from hundreds and hundreds of miles away with their transponders off by line of sight, know how to fly into a major city and T-bone a tiny target comparatively, not once but twice. And all these top pilots on record go, I couldn't do that. But these guys who'd never flown a big plane and that couldn't even get a Cessna off the ground, the flight school in Florida said, Muhammad Atta just threw a fit and couldn't even get the plane off the ground, lied about his credentials just months before, magically they could do it. So, again, if you believe in the Tooth Fairy and things like that, you buy into it. But they go from these incredible attacks, but not just incredible attacks, incredible passports. Everything is magic in the official story to believe it. I mean, you know, Rumpelstiltskin level fairy tale. Emperor has no clothes. You know, the passport, not one but two, come out of their clothes, through the fireball, unscathed, fall in the dust. And not one but two were found by the FBI that day in all that chaos and several feet of dust and millions of pieces of paper flying around. Magically, they find them. But again, official story. I'm sure the government wouldn't lie to us. They care about us. You know, there's all those videos on the news of get back, they're going to blow up Building 7, but let's just ignore that. Or the molten steel, the firefighters talking about bombs, or Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management in New York, talking about it, but oh, he died right after he spoke out. That was convenient. But let's just ignore all of that, of course. They go from these incredibly high-tech, James Bond couldn't carry this out. I mean, this is incredible. Can't get Cessnas off the ground, but they can do this. To now, they can't light their shoes on fire. Anybody who has a brain knows plastic explosive doesn't light. It does not detonate. You could throw a plastic explosive in a fire and it would not blow up. It's designed to be safely used and triggered by electricity. But hey, this bomber, somebody gives him plastic explosive, he tries to light it. Turns out the government gives it to him, helps him get on the plane. Same thing with the underwear bomber. He's let on the plane, protected, all admitted. State Department admits it, put on the plane. We've already covered that. Fort Hood guy for 2 years is talking to Amiral Alaki. Turns out the government blocks any investigations, knows what he's about to do, lets him do it. So I'm not denying there aren't some lunatic Muslim extremists, but do I give up all my liberty and all my freedom and have Homeland Security take over my society because some idiot, Laurel and Hardy, might blow something up and kill somebody? When cars kill almost 400,000 a year? When prescription drugs are killing hundreds of thousands a year? When lightning's killing hundreds and hundreds a year? When bee stings are killing over 100 a year? Do I crawl under my table because there might be a bumblebee flying around outside? Do I need TSA men in uniforms with special guns to kill bumblebees because somebody might get stung and die? I mean, think about it, folks. It's asinine. The media, even if you don't believe it's an inside job, they sit there and throw it in your face. Scary Muslim, scary turban, scary man with beard. He gets you. Meanwhile, the government just, oh, you're a foreigner. Oh, you're a Muslim. Come on in. So they can play us all off against each other. And it goes on and on and on. And in every single case, it turns out the government is building the bombs, training them, going out and finding them. And these people always have very low IQs. In many cases, they're borderline retarded. In the case of the 93 World Trade Center bomb, where they recruited them, created it, cooked the bomb, put the detonator in it. Their informant said, okay, let's bust them. And they said, the bombing goes forward. So Ahmad Salam recorded the FBI, and that's why he didn't go to prison. It's the same story over and over again. I can't tell you how many times I've had cops come up in plain clothes and go, you want to do something violent? We ought to blow something up, Alex. And I'm just like, come on, cop. I don't work for your narcotics trafficking government. Oh, that's another issue. I'm going to get into that later. The CBC was here Friday, and they said, man, the Austin police don't like you. This was a really professional, you know, nice news guy with them, seasoned, older, middle-aged fella. And in fact, I got his card right over here. Really nice guy. But the point is that I said, well, what did the Austin police say about me? And I said, why were you talking to the Austin police? I'll just tell the story now and then get back into the stage bombings. And he goes, well, you know, we've got to get a permit to shoot. And I said, even in my studio? And he said, yes. See, that's the new, not even law, it's just color of law that's being created where the big corporations order their employees and their contractors to go get a permit. And the city of Austin has a regulation to shoot anywhere in the city limits. You got to pay the city of Austin money, and the police kind of, we don't know if we'll issue this permit for you to be able to talk to Alex in Austin. I mean, folks, the freedom's all gone. They just know it'll be challenged in court, so the Austin police went, okay, we'll issue the permit for you to go to Alex's office and interview him. And then the corporation teamed up, MSNBC, Fox, they all do it, teamed up with these people. They go and get permits every time. So it's creating a precedent. So that's why I can be anywhere in the country. Up in Kansas City, Aaron and Jacobson were at a World War II memorial a half mile from the Federal Reserve at a city park, videotaping it, and a car pulls up with on-duty federal security guards with guns. And they said, you don't videotape our building. You don't have a permit. And they said, leave now. And they had their hands on their guns, the videos on the web, or you're going to jail. They went, try me. That's what America is. Just people in black uniforms walking up and saying, look, you don't have freedom. And the sticking the hands down the pants is meant to train us. But then I went further. I said, what'd they say? And the guy was like, this is after the interview. He goes, I don't want to get into it, but man, you got a scary job. And I was like, what? I mean, that's what America is a creepy Austin police department, a bunch of commissars who we don't know if we're going to give you a permit to interview Alex Jones. Oh, where's the free association? Where is any of it? And the guy said, no, our company makes us get it. And you ought to see New York. He went on. Sometimes they just deny it. Then we have to have someone leave the city to, you know, interview him, basically. I mean, this is what we've turned into. This is what we are. It's pathetic. We've got to ask permission to the government. Government, can I get a permit to wipe my nose or tie my shoelaces? And the government, imagine the APD. You're going to interview Alex Jones? Oh, he's bad. I mean, in America, the police are between me and a TV station. We're... so creepy.
I hurt myself
to know that police all over the U.S. are arresting people who videotape them in public, but the government's got face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, CIA in every major city, completely illegal, tracking everyone's credit card purchases in real time and admitting it. In that Threat Fusion Center FEMA camp special Ventura did, he interviewed the head of the Colorado Fusion Center, one of the most important in the country, and he admitted they track everything in real time. It's totally illegal. But then we go to the police department. Are we allowed CBC to come and talk to Alex? Yes. Here's your $50 for your permit. I mean, and I watch these libertarian groups in Austin go get permits for demonstrations. I don't. And the cops show up and say, you got to have a permit. And I go, only if I'm blocking a road. See, that's how this started over 100 years ago. They would want to have parades to shut down major roads. Of course you got to get a permit for that. The cops got to come out, and they've got to run security on it and block the highway. But see, they take something like that and expand it out to everything. But, you know, I know there are a lot of nice Austin cops where I live. I've run into them. I've talked to them. A lot of them are listeners. But, man, it's so creepy to know that the police are so bold that whoever's in that permitting department would talk trash about yours truly to an international media outlet that's producing the show, not just for Canadian TV, but British and U.S. television. I mean, the reporter was shocked and wouldn't tell me everything they said. Man, how creepy. How creepy. This country is in a lot of trouble. Hey, cops. You think your bank account's safe? You think your kid's future's safe? You think the economy's safe? When you're allowed to act and behave like that, you've been given all this illegitimate power because we got crooks running this country. Grow up. Man, I just can't believe it. Cops, I want you to have all your liberty and freedom. I want this to be a free country. But you're on power trips, and you know it. So I'm not afraid of whatever you do, Timmy. I just want that to be on record. It's the sins you're going to commit. It's on you. It's on you. But that is creepy. And you don't care. A lot of you are just worldly fools who don't understand. And you will understand, though. Let me get back into this. Swedish military had prior knowledge of suicide blast. Before I get into this, let's play Geraldo Rivera, who's now come out and said he's looking at 9/11 being an inside job. Judge Andrew Napolitano's come out and said that there's no way the official story is true. Man, I tell you, this is courage. And on Fox News, of all places. And George Soros's Media Matters got real angry. And but here's Geraldo Rivera pointing out the truth to Bill Dum Dum O'Reilly. Here it is.
All right, real quick, we only have 90 seconds. Another Muslim guy arrested in Maryland by the FBI in a sting operation. Apparently this guy wanted to blow up a military recruiting center.
Bogus. Absolutely.
All right, just
bogus.
Tell us what happened. Who
Antonio
was arrested?
Martinez, a 21-year-old, converts to Muslim. He's writing on his Facebook page, I hate people who hate Islam. I hate people who don't believe in the prophet. I'm really, really pissed off at what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan. So what happens? Some informers tip off the FBI that this guy is writing this crap in his Facebook. They send in, undercover people posing as radicals, and they seduce this kid.
And you were there. You heard
the
seduction.
Same way they seduced the people
know
from Newburgh, New York. Same way they seduced the people.
But wait a minute.
Sears,
how can you say that? You weren't there. You don't know.
They seduced him in the same way they did that young man in Oregon.
You're ignoring me.
But the problem is, Bill,
you don't know.
These FBI agents with not much to do use their ample resources.
I'm surprised at
you. These entrapment cases are fake.
Let it go in.
They're not real crimes. This person took no overt act to commit a crime until he met the FBI informant who set him up. This is a gullible youngster. If we use our resources, our valuable resources to get these
people. We got your point. Let me rebut and I got to go. It depends on the pathway to the proposed violence.
All right, that's enough. The issue is, remember in 2006, they said an army of black Muslims was going to attack and, quote, make war against the U.S. and overthrow and attack the Capitol, the Pentagon, the White House. Turned out it was literally mentally retarded or close to mentally retarded, some of them. 21 down to 14 black Rastafarian type Christians. And the feds told them, gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars, bought them a warehouse, rented a warehouse, gave them uniforms, told them, I'll give you $10,000 more this week, $40,000 more next week, if you'll go videotape the Miami Federal Building. I mean, it's just made up. And that's probably what happened in Stockholm. We're going to cover it when we come back and then get into the other news. I'm going to open the phones up right now, 800-259-9231 on any of these issues I've mentioned or anything you want to talk about, 800-259-9231, first-time callers. I want to hear from first-time callers, at least during this hour. We'll be right back. Charlotte Isherby coming up live, and Robert Groden, top JFK expert.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, gold and silver are blasting back up today, and here's the Bloomberg headline. Gold may beat silver, lifting ratio by as much as 20%, technical analysts believe. More and more, the fiat currencies are being devalued, and it is accelerating the awakening of the world population to the fact that gold and silver are king in a hyperinflation type situation. Okay, let's go ahead and get back into the report that I was just covering. Swedish military had prior knowledge of suicide blast. This is Paul Joseph Watson's article, but he has links to some of the major mainstream Swedish newspapers. I will not try to butcher. Okay, I'll do it for entertainment purposes, though this is not a funny issue. Försvarsmakten. I guess that's their military employee. That's not the newspaper. I can't pronounce this other one. The point is, Swedish military had prior knowledge of suicide blast. Armed Forces staffer sent text message warning acquaintances to stay away from shopping street. Same thing happened in Mumbai. Same thing happened in Dubai. Same thing has happened with Oklahoma City. On record, That came out in the news at the time with the Oklahoma City bombing, that the ATF was not there that day on the ninth floor and threatened local police and others to and emergency workers to bandage up non-existent wounds and to tell people that they were in the rubble. And cop of the year refused, so they murdered him, killed him real good, Terrence Yankee. And also some of the other people refused, so they died mysterious deaths. Very nice people at the BATF. Swedish military had prior knowledge of suicide blast, and it goes on here. It says, the Swedish military had prior knowledge of the suicide blast, which hit a busy shopping street in central Stockholm on Saturday, suggesting the attack was allowed to go ahead in order to bolster the flagging global war on terror. Swedish troops, by the way, are in Afghanistan. A Swedish Armed Forces employee warned an acquaintance to stay clear of the area in central Stockholm on Saturday, where several hours later two explosions went off in what is being called a terrorist attack, reports the local English-language Swedish newspaper. The TT news agency obtained a copy of the text, which was sent to the military staffer. Wow, they even have it. If you can avoid Drottin Nagatan today, a lot can happen there. So just so you know. By the way, people always say it's a rumor that there were warnings not to be in the towers. The towers were at about half occupancy. But still, they only had about 30% of the regular occupants in there that should have been in there at that time. And I have the Jerusalem Post and the other news articles that reported that the text company, they've since changed their name, did warn their 4,000 employees in the building to get out. And there were other companies that warned people. I mean, that's in the newspaper. And you cannot deny that only about a third of the people that should have been in there, you know, with the tenant ratio they had, and the buildings were only half filled to capacity because they had asbestos and other problems. But the issue was, of the 50% occupancy they had, there was only a third of those that would regularly be there. But side issue. Swedish military had prior knowledge of suicide blast. And here it is. Armed Forces spokesperson Jonas Sevenson initially said he was unaware of the message, but would be checking into its origins. Swedish military sources later acknowledged the authenticity of the message and said they were preparing how to issue, how to deal with the issue. And it goes on. Intelligence advisor Professor Wilhelm Agrell said the Swedish authorities may have known in advance of the suicide bombing, but military spokesman Eric Lagerstein denied any prior knowledge of the statement. We don't know, but a lot of times government just bombs things themselves. A lot of times they'll take somebody who they already don't like or think is guilty. That's kind of how it works. Well, you've been busted a few times for other crimes. We're just going to frame you for this. Yeah, this guy is already a criminal. Let's just say he raped the girl and plant evidence. And it comes out over and over again worldwide that police forces do this. Every major crime lab in the U.S., from San Francisco to Houston to Dallas to the FBI crime lab, on record, just total fraud. They want somebody framed, they frame them. And by the way, they'll take your blood and then go plant it. And they don't care. See, you can't trust the government. It's out of control. But and look, I don't even dislike police. Most beat cops are out there actually helping people. I haven't seen cops changing tires and helping old ladies. There's a lot of good people. It's just a job. They want to help people. But the higher ups, the higher you go in any government agency, especially law enforcement or security, look at Russia. It's run by its security services more and more today. I mean, every country is. It's pathetic. Let's stop denying it and get back to the bedrock of the republic where we know what tyranny is and we stand up against it. Not that we sell tyranny as security. Now, it just goes on from there. Police probe Stockholm blast as act of terrorism. No kidding. But, you know, they take him. They drug him. That's one of the CIA's favorite ways to kill somebody. They take you. They drug you. And they stick you in a car. And then they have a bread truck run into you a couple times. Or they drug you and put you in the street and then run over you. Or they drug you and put you on a motorcycle and then run over you. And it's one of their favorite ways to do it. But that's how they killed Princess Diana. Had the crash and then waited 45 minutes to give her any aid. And she told everybody, Charles told me he's going to kill me. But, oh, that's not evidence. You know, we have videotapes and audio of her saying it. And she was pregnant and they couldn't allow that. But I'm done talking about that for now. It's always the same M.O., just as Geraldo Rivera said. By the way, Jaron, we have Geraldo Rivera's producer's number because I've been on his show twice. I want to get Geraldo Rivera on. I mean, if he's got the huevos, which he obviously does, to come out and start questioning 9/11, let's get him on. I mean, I just can't. I mean, what does that mean that Judge Napolitano has come on the air and said the official story of 9/11 is impossible? Geraldo's starting to come out. Glenn Beck is saying the government's going to stage in Oklahoma City to blame it on conservatives, which the liberals, so-called liberals, basically admit publicly they're getting ready to do. That's how arrogant they are. We have to talk about this. Look, Bush is a puppet. Obama's a puppet. It's these globalist forces that are doing this. I mean, even the New York Times yesterday came out and said secretive, shadowy banking group runs all the derivatives and the stock market is rigged, but they went on to say it's a good thing. I think I'm kidding. I've got it here in the stack. Hold on. Here it is. Document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. A secretive banking elite rules trading in derivatives. There's the headline. I'll go back into that later. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. I've got new WikiLeaks info and a bunch of other news and a bunch on the economy. But let's go to Rick in Arizona. Rick, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Hey, listen, I don't get to hear your show live often, so I wanted to go back to something from your Friday and Sunday show about the Walmart and the DHS deal.
Sure.
I got a story for you Saturday. I was in Target because I stopped going into Walmart. Well, then I realized when I was in there what you were talking about, Target was going to be involved in all this also. And
yes.
You cannot believe what happened. I was in there with my girlfriend, and we bought a bottle of $6 wine, and I was carded. Okay? I'm in my 50s. She says, I need your driver's license so I can scan it. I said, no, ma'am, you're not going to scan my driver's license, and she refused to sell it.
Oh, no, they're already putting in vending machines where you've got a breathalyzer, thumbprint, digital scan, swipe your card, and soon, this is admitted, the big retailing giants have been having meetings going back more than 15 years that I've read, where all the grocery stores, all the malls will be kiosk, where you've got where a vending machine basically gives you the products and all that will be, but listen. This has been in the Minneapolis news. In fact, it was in the news last week. In fact, guys, it was a Examiner article. I forget the headline. You guys found it. It was something like Target involved in Homeland Security. But the issue is Target has a development company that's designed most of the a lot of the face scanning cameras, the surveillance that's in stores everywhere, not just Target. They donate money nationwide to put face scanning cameras up on street corners. That's actually in the news. And you notice a lot of Targets have a card reader that actually takes your card away from you. And notice when you're at the airport, they put you in the glass box like you're in a European trial or a trial in the Middle East where you're in the cage. It's all about teaching you psychologically that you're bad, the state is good, so they can treat you like a criminal because they are the criminals. So, absolutely, I have seen them card, I'm not exaggerating, old people on walkers buying pipe tobacco. And they admit they're getting you ready for a national sales tax where you must swipe to buy and sell anything because it's going to be a graduated sales tax. Some will be exempt. And this is the pure tracking control grid. They've got a system IDing all electronic devices. They now have smart systems where they have data through the power that goes into your house, and all the major new appliances coming out have chips that interface. Then they surveil you through your refrigerator, through your washer, your dryer. I mean, you cannot make this up, but I'm sorry for interrupting. Finish your story.
Oh, that's fine. Well, I also did see a police officer. I was so caught off guard at the moment, you know, just... You know, I listen to you all the time, and when I go through this, I talk to people about it. And
did you
I just got
did you not buy the wine?
Oh no! Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. After that happened, I see a police officer walking through, and I did not think to look to see if it was a TSA guy like one of the callers yesterday was talking about.
Oh yeah, they're now in the stores. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I looked at the screen and it says scan driver's license or punch in birth date. I said, well, you'll have to punch my birth date and you're not scanning my card. And she said, well, I'll have to call a manager. I said, well, you'll call a manager then.
By the way, it's admitted Target's biggest business along with Walmart is selling your data to the government. And that was in Wired Magazine just 3 weeks ago. So that's why they want the loyalty cards, the credit cards, their whole business. In fact, again, 8 years ago, guys, print the article or show it on screen. USA Today, scofflaws caught while ordering pizzas. The big three pizza companies, when you give them your credit card and name, they run your location through a database of wanted people. And instead of getting a pizza, you get a SWAT team raid. So again, guilty until proven innocent. And they're getting money for that. See, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, so she calls the manager, and while she's standing there, she goes, I told her I wasn't blaming her directly that she's doing what she's told. And she goes, well, all I want is to get my paycheck. And I go, you're one of the reasons this country is going the way it is. That's all you care about. You don't care about what's going on around us. Well, the manager comes up, and all he did was ask me what my birthday was. I could have gave him 7476, and he wouldn't have known the difference.
Well, notice, though, having TSA not be allowed to use common sense is about robotic control. Police are taught robotic control. They catch little girls with Luden's cough drops that can be sold in the candy section. They have no drugs in them, and they arrest them. And it's about mindless obedience, zero tolerance, where, okay, I've got a World War II vet, and I've seen this happen, with an oxygen tank. The guy can barely walk, or an old lady in a wheelchair who looks like she's about to die. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make them stand up, even though their daughter's telling me they can't walk. I mean, this is abusing old people, handicaps. And it's about the mindlessness of it. They want drones that will follow orders. That's why I used to go on this Diamond Shamrock. Now it's Valero when I lived in South Austin. And there was a fan who was a manager in there. And this is about 7 years ago now. And he took me behind the counter and he said, look at this. I've been told to swipe everybody's card. And look, it's got whether you've got an arrest record or whatever. If I hit this key, it lets me into the database. And he was showing me that he could pull my record up. And he could pull up. I mean, it's incredible. And so this grid's been built, and now they're going to start announcing it to all the clerks and people. That's why they're involving Homeland Security now with the telescreens inside the Walmarts and other stores, is because now they're the little agents. And most of them, you know, minimum wage on a power trip, are going to love being secret agents. Look, I flew into San Francisco a month and a half ago. 11 o'clock at night, we're exhausted, the flight was delayed. I go up to Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and I look at the lady, and I say, it's History Channel's paid for this car. And she goes, oh, I can see it, but my computer's not working. It was real weird. And I told her, okay, well, they're supposed to pay for it. And she said, well, go ahead and give me your card. I promise later I'll run it on theirs. Of course, that never happened. She ran mine, and now it turns out theirs as well. So it's just, they're also, I guess when they're on power trips, be as corrupt as you want. But I noticed her with like the, you know, 10 people ahead of me while I'm sitting there for 45 minutes. People walk up and they go, oh, hi, what are you in town for? And she's watching them on a little power trip, getting off on it. I'm here to see my mom. Well, why? Oh, how's your mommy? How long are you going to be here? And she's sitting there typing. And I walk up. I know it's Homeland Security spying. I know it's part of Patriot Act compliance. And she started asking me questions. Oh, TV, what type of production? And I said, look, I know you're doing this for, you know, for government stuff. Well, let me get the car and get out of here. But she showed me, though. She went ahead and ran my card. She showed me $900 I didn't know. She showed me good because she's got the authority. She's like a corrupt cop now. And I'll never use Enterprise again, but it doesn't matter. They've got all the other companies under their control. And so she did all that to me. And then she said, is this your address? And read an address that is where I really live. There's an address out there on the web that's not where I really live, and I've got my driver's license to another address, and that address is not public. And I said, yeah, that's my real address. She said, I know it is. She's got power for the bankers. She's part of the power now. And when they take everything she's got, she'll be part of it, enjoying it. I mean, this is just a nation of scum control freaks just getting off on all of this pure evil. We've got some huge breaking news. Obama's health care law ruled unconstitutional over insurance requirement. Bloomberg, the Obama administration requirement that most citizens maintain minimum health coverage as part of the broad overhaul of the industry is unconstitutional because it forces people to buy insurance, a federal judge ruled, striking down the linchpin of the president's plan. Well, what about the fact that he's given out 500 and something waivers now to McDonald's and others to where their hundreds of thousands of employees don't have to have insurance, but I've got to buy it for my people, which will then put me out of business. And I can't compete against businesses that get waivers. Huh? The whole thing is unconstitutional. But this is big breaking news. More of your calls, and we'll continue along this line. Big breaking news on that front. Stay with us.
Federal agents, we are armed! What would you do if you knew all the things we know? We would you stand up for truth?
Or would you turn away to... All right, I want to try to hurry up and get to more of your calls. Vincent, Candy, Gary, Toby, Mark, and others. But briefly, your order, getting it well before Christmas, is guaranteed if you get it in by Friday. By the 17th coming up, most people will still get it if your order is in by Monday the 20th, but it's not guaranteed. Okay, so if you want to give the gift of truth and support this broadcast, if you believe in the work we're doing, you can get the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, boy, is this important, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, and Endgame. Five films for $24.95. Five films for $24.95. That's less than $5 a piece for our five best-selling films. We end up losing money on this because we sell a lot of these, but people would already buy these videos regardless, even if they were $19.95. But I want these under the Christmas tree, in the stocking, given to your friends and family. So buy a bunch of these and get your Christmas shopping done. Don't fight the crowds. Don't go deep into debt. And support this radio transmission, Infowars.com. We've got a lot of other Christmas and holiday specials at Infowars.com. And, of course, right up to Christmas Day and Christmas Day, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, sign up, create a username and passcode, and then give it to your friends and family. You know, send them an e-card or write it in a card and say, here's your membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. Takes about 60 seconds to sign up. It's $5.95 a month. Or get a year membership in the month of December and get over 5 months free. You pay for 6.7 months. You get the other 5.3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And there's so much on PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're just adding more and more original content, the live video streams, the archives, my book, Paul Watson's book, almost 7 years of material at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to say Merry Christmas to all the supporters who are PrisonPlanet.tv members. I just want to, and everybody else, tell you thank you so much for your support. We couldn't do it without you. PrisonPlanet.tv, take advantage of that year-end special. Toby in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Actually, I'm in Amarillo, Texas, but that's fine.
They told me Arizona. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. I just want to thank you, first of all, for all the information that you do have out there. I've found it just priceless as far as what I've learned.
How are you listening to us, Toby, in Arizona? I mean, in Texas, in Amarillo.
I watch on PrisonPlanet.tv. I just got my subscription earlier this month.
Well, thank you, sir, for the support. Go ahead.
I had a question for you. You know, my demographic or my situation, you know, financially, whatever, is pretty poor as standards go. And, you know, how does a family like mine protect themselves from all the tyranny that's going on? Like, my wife went to Denver just this last weekend and went through that body scanner machine, and then they pulled her aside in front of everybody, not the little glass cage, but just pulled her aside and, you know, exposed, you know, her private parts.
Yeah, they now do that. They run you through the scanner and grope you, and all I've ever seen is it being done to women because they know women submit, and it's, I guess they're getting the women in the scans first. It's horrible. I mean, I don't know what you do. In America, my great crew member, employee, Michelle, 5-6 weeks ago. She flew back to Austin from Denver, and a man grabbed her between the crotch, grabbed her breast in America, and then they tried to have a man grab her 20-month-old baby and her 8-year-old girl, and she said, well, have a woman do it. But, I mean, now they're going to be in the stores. They've got billboards going up saying, spy on your neighbor. I mean, we've got a government trying to set up a Nazi Germany, and I don't know what we do. I mean, I say stand up against it, speak out against it, say no. What do you think we do? I mean, Toby, in Amarillo, Texas, we take our state legislatures back. We get control of the federal government. We abolish the Federal Reserve. I mean, we got to get rid of these criminals of government. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you briefly to see if you've got a counterpoint to that. Then we'll go to Gary, Mark, Vincent, Candy, and others. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're talking to Toby in Texas, and his wife went through the naked body scanner and got groped. And it's just an act of submission, an act of domination. It's about creating an army of mentally ill goons who will follow any bizarre order. Recognizing that it's tyranny and speaking out is the beginning. But the globalists know it's key to have the TSA break our will, because they're going to roll out on the streets, and they are now rolling out on the streets. So this is prisoner training. Prisoners get frisked. Prisoners get their stuff tossed out on the ground once a month. Well, every time we fly, we're treated like prisoners. We're shouted at. We're yelled at. It's very elementary. There's no doubt that's what this is dog training. And the problem is, if we don't fly, they're expanding it to the roads, the highways, everywhere else. I mean, all we can do is say no, Toby.
Yeah, I don't know exactly, you know, how to get around it or what to do, you know, except for speak out and let everybody know that it's happening. You know, and on another note, we have at our local Walmart here, we have the telescreens already going in. We don't have Big Sis running our ads yet, but they've got the telescreens. I haven't seen TSA agents yet, but I'm sure it's right around the corner.
No, they announced 200 Walmarts at the end of the month, and then another 500 and something. Total, it's more than 800, will be in by the middle of next year. And it's at the checkout lane, literally being bossed around, and she's just the beginning. Like, hi, Walmart shoppers, please watch other shoppers, report anything, as if Homeland Security, that's their job. Be bizarre enough if it was a local police announcement. It's about them getting in our lives, bossing us around, intruding on our space. And people are like, how do we not shop at Walmart? It's all we got. We'll starve. The deals are so good. Walmart got federal law changed so they can inject water in all their meats. You're not getting better deals at Walmart. You'll get a better deal on a few items, but at the cost of your whole country. You don't need their crud. But again, they think they can break our will. Good to hear from you, Toby. It's only, notice how it's gotten bad incrementally, but now it's just getting crazier by the minute because they're accelerating the program. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in New Mexico. Gary, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I'm about 90 minutes away from Toby. Here in New Mexico, I had a couple of things to ask you about. One was the Dulce base here in Dulce, New Mexico, with Phil Schneider, and the questions about his death after he spoke, just like yourself and Jordan Maxwell and all your other fellow people who talk about these things. But my question is about in Dulce, it's a level 8 project, and the Rand Corporation picked it up when 41 came into power, and there was not much talked about that, and I just wanted to get your input about
it. Well, your phone's a bit distorted. I'm having trouble following it all, but what's going on in New Mexico?
It's called the Dulce Base.
Yes.
It's an underground project, and my question was the mysterious
death of Phil Schneider, who is a public speaker like yourself and Jordan Maxwell and Ikey and people of your stature. Anyway, he was murdered in 97, 7 months after he spoke, and the RAND Corporation picked it up, the project, and got bigger after this had happened. And now the people in this part of New Mexico are wondering if you'll ever come out and do a show, you and Jesse, or anything upon that, these lines, because it's...
Sure. No, I remember the whole Phil Schneider thing. I think I even interviewed him. He covered underground bases and things. The government admits they've spent hundreds of billions on underground bases, but the details are classified. So, I mean, what do you say? We've got an out-of-control government stealing our money, doing whatever it wants.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number two, 8 minutes in for the next 30 minutes or so. Charlotte Iserby, former head of policy at the Department of Education, joins us. Her book has gone out of print. We got 800 copies of it and sold out. And those are being shipped out last week and this week. Just amazing. It's the size of a phone book. But hopefully, you know, she is retired now, but hopefully we can twist her arm in the future to come out with a new edition. But that edition, at least, is gone with the wind. And I wanted to get her on and talk about solutions today, just briefly, because we had her on for an hour last week. Ahead of her leaving the country for a few months on a round-the-world vacation, certainly deserved. But she wanted to start the interview with this quote, and it's at the back of a new article that she gave to us at Infowars.com last week, The Death of Free Will by Charlotte Thompson Iserby, December 2010. And here's the quote by one of the great literary minds of our age, C.S. Lewis. And it continues, if education is beaten by training, civilization dies. See, instead of education, it's training. That's what we have, training. TSA is trained to mindlessly stick their hands down our pants. The school's trained when an 8-year-old has Luden cough drops that aren't even a drug to have them arrested. It's mindless obeyance. But when the Federal Reserve steals trillions, oh, that's okay. They're wearing suits. If education is beaten by training, civilization dies, he, Lewis, writes. For the, continuing, lesson of history is that civilization is a rarity, attained with difficulty and easily lost. Sounds like Thomas Jefferson. And by the way, we're not a civilized country now. We're a bunch of dumbed-down people that think we're tough, and we're going into bondage and getting hurt real bad because we don't value liberty. Oh, the listeners of this show do. But you try to talk to many of those adults out there, they are babies. These men and women are immature, mindless, sheep-like prey animals, and they're going to get hurt bad. I'm sorry. If education is beaten by training, civilization dies, he, Lewis, writes, for the lesson of history is that civilization is a rarity, attained with difficulty and easily lost. But instead, they laugh at you today. Hey, we better guard our freedom. Hey, this is tyranny. He's funny. He says we shouldn't just give all our rights up. What an idiot. I'm like, hey, if they take your liberty, they'll steal everything you got and make you slaves. It always happens. Oh, look, he uses big words. Oh, fancy pants. You know, I tell Austin cops about corruption. They go, and laugh at me. You know, like I'm weak trying to warn them. Like their ignorance is a shield of infallibility. If education is beaten by training, civilization dies, he, Lewis, writes. For the lesson of history is that civilization is a rarity, attained with difficulty and easily lost. It is the liberal arts, not vocational training, that preserves civilization by producing reasonable men and reasonable citizens. When you hear liberal, that's not the modern liberal. The liberal art is Thomas Jefferson, is classical understanding of history, and a love affair with knowledge. See, I don't have a love affair with knowledge about football scores, and I'm not a fantasy football coach. I'm in the real world. I'm fighting the globalist. I'm fighting real people that have the power to destroy my way of life. Charlotte Iserby, I just got done with a two-hour interview with Rob Dew and Aaron Dykes, who are up there in Maine with her under all the snow. Charlotte, great to have you on with us today.
Thank you very much, Alex, and I'm glad you read that quote. That was the hand of God, that quote. We'd finished the article, which you put up last week, I guess, and the article's great, Debbie Niwa and I who wrote it.
Yeah, we'll post the new PDF today. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I found, it was a fluke, I found the wonderful C.S. Lewis quote, which is marvelous, because they can always say, you know, we're kooks, right? But C.S. Lewis is no kook. So anyway, what we're putting in is the totalitarian Soviet planned economy workforce training used in Cuba, North Korea, wherever you want.
And they're openly setting up planned economy, announcing regional government. It's all happening.
Yes, and the tragedy on this one, the latest, everything seems to be hitting at once. I have a feeling they're moving very fast this week. And that's why I'm so glad you managed to get my books out. But anyway, the latest news is in the Bangor Daily News today, or yesterday, it's an article entitled Report Calls for Reshaping Augusta. Now, Augusta is our state capital, so that means the whole legislature and all of our rules and regulations, et cetera. Now, what I want to point out, this is a very upsetting article, because we elected a wonderful guy as governor, Paul LePage, as governor in early November. He's a self-made man, and with all of our principles, and when I say we, it's Tea Party people and, you know, really traditional conservatives, you know, Rockbound Coast, which we don't have anymore. It's a flabby coast now. But these are the traditional Mainers who voted for Governor LePage. And we have great faith in him, but we're warning everybody. We hope that he's going to succeed in rebuffing the agenda, the people around him, some of which are getting their views from the Heritage Foundation and Brookings Institute, et cetera. I'm going to read a little bit of this article, if you don't mind, Alex. And what I want the people out there to be alert for is the same thing happening in their states where they've elected people they thought were going to be very good and probably were until they were encircled by the enemy with the fancy, you know, the fancy reports, the task force reports on how to save money.
And by the way, what's happening in Maine and New Jersey and everywhere else is the same deal. They bring in regional government. They say, right, you're bankrupt. They cut all the basic funding.
Right.
But that will never pay anything off if we don't get rid of the private Federal Reserve. Right. That's the real debt black hole. So they're calling it conservative to slash veterans' health care.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with balancing the budget.
No.
It's the 1,500 trillion derivatives that has to be dealt with.
Yes. Well, I was just so taken aback by this because for years I have been sending this particular quote to, it's out of my book, to all the media, and they refuse to print it. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to just read you this quote. It's on November 8th, 1975. This deals with regionalism, and it's in the Communist Daily World, their journal. And the article is by a fellow by the name of Zeitlin, a communist. And it's entitled Planning a Socialism's Trademark, in which he states the following. Cities in industrially advanced countries develop complex economic, social, and political interaction. In this process, major cities tend to consolidate neighboring smaller cities and settlements into metropolitan regions. Rationally, metropolitan regions should constitute governmental units having comprehensive planning and administrative powers within their boundaries. In our country, the United States, rival capitalist groups jealously guarding their special prerogatives have rigidly maintained the traditional boundaries. Folks, we've got to continue to rigidly maintain them, boundaries of states and counties, while national economic and social development has created metropolitan regions that overlap those boundaries. He goes on to say, we have no regional government and no comprehensive regional planning to speak of. Regional government and planning remain concepts our urban scholars and planners have long advocated in vain. In socialist countries, metropolitan regions enjoy metropolitan regional government and comprehensive planning. Of the many regions on the vast territory of the Soviet Union, the Moscow region commands special attention, for it has been since the revolution the country's economic and political center.
And that's what Agenda 21 is, and they all admit it, and they're getting rid of the sheriff's departments all over the country. They've got unelected regional. We now have the 10 FEMA regions with 10 governor council under Homeland Security openly. I mean, and you're right, Charlotte. They are now moving at warp speed ahead of the engineered financial collapse.
Let me read this last thing he says, which is laughable. He says, 1975, this communist writer, the economic and functional efficiencies and the social benefits that comprehensive national, regional, and city planning make possible in socialist society explain the Soviet Union's enormous and rapid economic and social progress, end quote. Okay, look, folks, this I have not been able to get this published in the media ever since I put it into a letter in 1975. This is regional government. This is what's going in right now. Now, in Maine, I knew that this was going to happen. But sometimes you just have to let it happen. I'm so happy I'm on with you, Alex, right now. I want all of your listeners to understand that this is the plan to take us down into a communist form of government with a planned economy. This is the government section, the government business section, the merger of government and business, regional government. The other section is education. With a school to work. They go together.
And that's the big secret, is that communism, collectivism, has been created on record by the mega banks. They want to get rid of their competition and suck everything offshore where they're above the law. This is economic war. We are under full-bore attack right now.
Oh, yeah, and really we are. And it's all happening. I honestly think it's happening mostly the last 2 weeks. Because the DiLorenzo education plan, which the kids are going to graduate at 14 or 21, that you ask yourself how good an education that could be. It's that way because it's school to work, okay? And that comes out of Europe. We have an Office of Economic Cooperation Development Plan. These links are in that article, Death of Free Will. You have to click on it. The four links are vital for people.
Absolutely. Stay there, Charlotte. The bankers are taking over right now. Charlotte Iserby in the Foreign Service, number two, at the Department of Education, the head of policy. This is not a conspiracy theory. And she graciously has put her entire book free online. And we'll tell you how to check that out. She sold out of hard copies, so it's out of print now. Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. But if you just type into the search engine, The Deliberate Dumbing Down, you'll see the PDF of it everywhere. She's written for us The Death of Free Will, Part 1. It's a lengthy, full paper with graphics and documents and exhibits. And we've just posted a fraction of it at Infowars.com. And then below we have the PDF to the entire new paper that she's written. And this isn't a game. Look, the freedom's over. The party's over. We're fighting real criminal takeover that's scientific. And I know you know that as listeners, but we better shake the brain dead out of their stupor. Charlotte, we've only got a few minutes left. You've already graciously been interviewed for 2 hours on video by my crew. We'll be getting that on PrisonPlanet.tv in the new year for the viewers there and then to the whole world after that point. And then in an upcoming film, we're going to condense all these interviews down. But I'm going to put on screen again a screenshot of the PDF, The Death of Free Will, Part 1, brand new, just put out last week, exclusively at Infowars.com. And just God bless you for your work. But in closing, I guess you're saying the solution is being aware of this brazen takeover and not letting them bring in regional government.
Well, I am, Alex. What I want to say is what we're looking at now is the merger of the United States and the Soviet Union. Stop thinking in terms of the Soviet Union being dead. Soviet Union means all the socialist countries in the world that are communist. And this is the merger that Norman Dodd was told by the head of the Ford Foundation had to be carried out. And
This is all on record. And I had members. I mean, in fact, I'm going to hold you over a little bit to finish because I'm going to interrupt now and add this. folks, she's not just making this up. Everything is in her book, and I've already talked to other historians and folks that were involved in those Senate and House committees where they openly said they were going to merge us, and now I've talked to members of the European Union Parliament, and in their own words, they call it the new Soviet, and it's just, it's incredible. Go ahead.
Well, yes. I mean, they've got to know, I knew this would eventually happen, but this is the merger that Gaither told Dodd. He said, we get our instructions from the White House, and those instructions are to bring about a merger, use our money to change America so it will be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. Now, don't, it's not Soviet Union, with the rest of the communist countries in this world and socialist countries, but they had to get the regional system in first. It's going in here. Hopefully we can get our governor.
No, that's the threat fusion centers.
It's a regional system. Now, what I want people to do is, because I can't read this whole article, Google Bangor Daily News, and the article title is Report Calls for Reshaping Augusta. Report Calls for Reshaping Augusta. That's the state capital. Google that, and what you say, just substitute your state capital's name. That's what's happening in every single state. The regionalization, the change, the switch. We've had two tracks, the Constitution and regional government, for many years. Now the total switch of the tracks has been made. So this is communism. And the schools are going to be doing it through the reinventing education thing. That's the Pavlov method that denies free will or God. So this is it, folks. I'm sorry to have to, I hope I'm wrong.
Well, Charlotte,
I hope I'm wrong. I tell you what,
you're
thing,
not wrong, Charlotte. We have all the documents.
If I'm wrong, I will give everybody $100 who's listening.
I don't think you have that much money. I know you might have a lot, but
I don't have much money, but I know that I'm not wrong.
But Charlotte, we don't even need to know if you're wrong or right. They admit the threat fusion centers, the 10 governors, where they ignore the other states, and Obama appoints 10 governors under FEMA. I mean, this is all happening. They admit this is going on. I mean, it's all, but they're accelerating their program right now. What do you think of the TSA and the telescreens with Homeland Security announcements going on the street corners, the shopping malls?
I know. Alex, it's just awful. And let me say right now, I want to thank you and all your people down there in Austin and these wonderful guys who've been with me this morning. As long as we have people like this, and I think C.S. Lewis would agree, you know, as long as all of us believe in what is right, even if everything that's wrong happens, it's not the end, because good will always prevail. Ultimately, it will. But that doesn't mean that these Americans can continue to sit on their dust, as they have been doing. Maybe they'll all jump on board now and try to help get out of this mess. You got to work with your public school teachers, the ones that are still left. And by the way, you'll be surprised. They're going to agree with you when you tell them that you don't like this charter school and school-to-work agenda, and you don't like merit pay. You're going to get a lot of teachers on your side.
Charlotte,
they're the only ones to go to, because the conservatives are the major part of the problem.
Okay, we got to go to break. I'm going to come back a few more minutes and explain this paradigm, what's happening here. We'll be right back on the other side. Briefly.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Charlotte, finishing up briefly, and we appreciate your time. It's not that we support even having this government-run education. I mean, the feds came in, meddled with their funding in the last 100 years on record, changed it from classical education. We were the number one test scorers in the world. By the 50s, it began to drop from number one to now, not just behind the industrialized world, but many third world nations. And, you know, those numbers are legendary now. Same thing is now happening in Europe. It's not that education doesn't have big problems. It's that the globalists engineer this in phases. They admit it. I mean, and they have brought in this failed system. Now their next solution is to completely take it over and corporatize it and accelerate school to work, where the government decides what you can do, what you can be, and where they spend even more time indoctrinating you in school with how to be a good brown shirt and not how to learn. Charlotte, explain it to them.
Well, I will. Actually, they're going. You have to realize they're going to use charter schools. And folks, watch out. I'm going to read a page from this Bangor Daily News article. LePage supports the unfortunately, he doesn't know this, I guess, supports the creation of charter schools. And so does this horrible regional government report. The schools would have freedom to innovate that's lacking in public schools. Of course they will, because they don't have any school boards to tell them what not to or what to do. But Envision Maine, that's the name of it. You better watch out for that one. Maybe that's what we're going to call it, Envision Georgia, Envision Everywhere. Envision Maine, which gets its ideas from the Brookings Institute, longtime world government supporter, says that that public charter schools would have to come with accountability. To whom? To the corporations, folks. Don't go near charter schools or any form of school choice other than homeschooling and private schools that don't accept a
And that's because the mega banks are now done with the governments. They grew the government to conduit the money and power to them to get us dependent. Now they're going to implode the governments, except for a skeleton of paramilitary enforcers backed up by Mercs. And the government is going to then stand aside for the Fortune 100 to come in and act as government. This is the corporate fascism, and you break it down in your amazing new article, The Death of Free Will, up on Infowars.com. You just put out one last week. There's an updated version of it now going up at Infowars.com. Charlotte, good luck, and have a good Christmas and New Year coming up, and enjoy your well-deserved vacation.
Well, Alex, thank you so much, and to all of your listeners all around the world, some of whom I've heard from, God bless all of you, and we will somehow stop this agenda.
Absolutely. God bless you.
In the new year, that will be our New Year's resolution. Stop it. Thanks a lot, Alex.
All right. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Take care. All right. There goes Charlotte Iserby. And it's so frustrating. It's so desperate to know all of this information and to know we're right and to have so much proof. And now the corruption, the tyranny, the authoritarian society is just manifesting itself in absurdist extremism right in front of us. And if people buy into this because they're deep down afraid and are in denial, the sky's the limit. I mean, already what we're seeing is hard for me to believe it's happening, even though I knew they were planning it. It's just so incredible. I mean, I'm freaked out every minute now. I'm freaked out at family events. It's all I talk about with my friends. It's all they talk about. I'll go to, you know, somebody's house for dinner I don't really know well. They're freaked out about what's going on. So, I mean, I guess the good news is people are starting to get freaked out. But, see, the government creates fear about things that don't exist or aren't a real threat. Oh, be afraid of the man with the turban. He'll get you. So let us take all your rights and surveil you, or the man will get you. And then we find out it's a bait and switch and it's for us. That's false fear. When I get up here and I tell you I'm concerned and I'm pointing out government, the number one cause of death and destruction in history, and how it's out of control, that's like don't play in traffic or you'll get run over fear. That's healthy. People need to be concerned. They need to be upset. They need to be shocked out of their comfort zone and fast. This is so hardcore what we're facing as a society. This is so hardcore. And I wish this wasn't happening. I wish none of this stuff was real. But it's so real. It's like trying to describe something, and you know, it's one thing to describe it. It's another thing to be living it now and to be experiencing this creepy world government that's out in the open. I want to go to more of your phone calls. I know I said I'd take some, and then I really only got to three or four. We're going to get to Vincent, Candy, David, Mark, Brandon, and others that are patiently holding. But I also want to briefly get into the economy here and all the things that are happening on that front. And this huge piece of news, Obama's health care law ruled unconstitutional over insurance requirement. And I agree it's unconstitutional. Well, then how can the state of Texas get lobbied? I mean, we didn't have insurance mandatory 30 years ago. People had to pay for it, and they would get sued, and the courts would find against you. And they say, oh, well, everybody's got to be covered. Well, the 30 million illegal aliens, they don't have to be. The government sure lives comfortably with constant wrecks with the illegals. See, freedom is seat of your pants. Freedom is dangerous, but it produces responsibility. Now, I would probably still have insurance on cars and things like that. I mean, there's arguments for and against, but that's something you should be able to choose. But it is a good federal ruling, but I say it's unconstitutional because Obama's giving waivers out. One company doesn't have to have it, the others do. Look, the good news is government knows you're waking up and they're freaked out. They're going wild trying to take over right now. They are really trying to take over society right now. But we'll get to your calls coming up in the next segment, and then for 30 minutes of the next hour before Robert Groden joins us. He was the main select committee advisor to Congress when they found a 95% chance the government killed Kennedy. He was the main advisor to the film JFK. And the police allow anyone else to go down there and speak about JFK at Dealey Plaza, but they keep arresting him. So he's had to sue over it, and it's going to court this week, but I wanted to bring up some of the new JFK things with him. But if you don't want to hold another 10 minutes or so, go ahead and hang up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Before I get back into all the news and what's happening with the economy, I wanted to tell you about some of the sponsors that have made today's radio broadcast possible. I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. They're made in America. You've heard the commercial on the show and how much I love them. These jeans are so comfortable. You will not believe it, and they're all made in America, and they're very durable. They have motorcycle jeans, regular jeans. Once you try them, you won't want to wear anything else. They have a big special running right now during Christmas. Go to gusset.com/America today. And they're also promoting some great new country music that is pushing, you know, having factories and jobs here in America. Just type in the bundle and the T-shirt size in the comment section when ordering in an excess of $100 and get three gifts free. T-shirts, music, CDs, you name it. They have all sorts of jeans for men and women in all sizes. Check out their new special at gusset.com/America. Gusset.com/America. And lastly here, I tell you, it's just exhausting how real this is. It's really even starting to dawn on me just how real it is. I mean, I've always known it's real, but it is a huge weight. God, I just wish people would wake up. We don't just have a garden variety tyranny. This is a hardcore, murderous population reduction tyranny. I mean, it is admitted mainstream news that there's uranium in the water nationwide and the government's adding it, but that's a minor footnote. It's like, oh, and they kept it secret. Well, I wonder why there's uranium in it, because it totally gives you cancer and hurts your fertility. And I know cops, because they're on power trips and work for the government, they're all laughing. Oh, I like uranium. And, you know, yuppies are laughing because they've got a BMW or a Hummer. This country's under mind control. This is a demon-possessed country. I mean, can you believe they're poisoning the food and the water on record? And you can't even get yuppies to even listen to you. It's like Canadians. You tell them, here's the mainstream news. The Queen runs your whole country and your parliament is fake and a puppet. And they just go, no, it's not. It's like liberals who won't wake up to Obama being corrupt. All right, I'm really starting to get freaked out. And this isn't some drama here on air. Just occasionally, I almost get like nauseous, but it's like I'm not nauseous in my gut. It's like a nauseous feeling in my mind. It's just so pathetic that people are so dumbed down and sucking uranium and radium and mercury and lead, and they love it, and they love their kids being ill, and they love having their freedoms ripped away. They love it. They love 50 million abortions. They love the dollar devalued. They love it. They love their mindless football. They love being stupid. They love being conned. They just enjoy it, and they want more. Oh, it makes me sick. One other sponsor. Sorry, I was... Have you lost your power and simply wanted to flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators available from Solutions from Science. These portable power stations need no installation, supply household current whenever and wherever you want it, producing endless electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to MySolarBackup.com and request the free information pack today. That's MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Oh, boy. I want to bring Ted Anderson up here. I've got these headlines here. Give me a document can shot, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Wall Street sees record revenue and recovery from bailout. They had record revenue last year and this year. Nothing else is having record revenue out of the money they stole from us. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, all the same criminals who are above the law and do whatever they want. And who are running the total... they set up the police state ahead of collapsing us into depression. See, they've designed it where they're going to use the depression to really get control of us and then just keep squeezing and squeezing. And the public will just go out with its hands out to government saying, please rape me more. The government's like, you bet we're going to do it. You bet we're putting telescreens in. You bet we're running checkpoints. You bet the army's popping up on street corners searching people everywhere. it's just savage. It's savage hardcore. The public's like, more poison in the food, more poison, we want it, hurt us. The globalists are like, you bet. Gold may beat silver, lifting ratio by as much as 20%, technical analysts. Ted, what does that mean when they talk about gold may beat silver, lifting ratio by as much as 20%, technical analysts? And they go through it saying that gold and silver are just getting ready to turbocharge. They're now seeing gold for immediate delivery reach $1,431. So the futures are all way up. Silver's at $30.70 and a fraction, 25, according to what's going to happen in the next few days. What does all this mean, Ted?
Well, what it means right now is there are a lot of people that are buying gold into the future, and they've bid up the cost of time to get it because they're expecting gold to rise in price. The resistance level, the technical resistance level for gold right now is $1,432.50. Today, gold and silver are up. The news right now is that China is going to keep their interest rates low.
The public's going to love the hyperinflation. Oh, they're going to love it.
Well, I'll
get to see the criminal bankers that engineered it all prancing around on TV telling us how they're our saviors, and I'll have to hear stupid yuppies who are total garbage telling me how great it is and regurgitating lies at me. They just want to be hurt, Ted. They love it. Why does America love to be land of cowards and filth and abortion-loving trash, Ted?
You know, the funny thing is you say it that way, Alex, but, like here in Minnesota, we have 50% of the people went for a conservative guy, and 50%, it was like a little bit more than 50%. I guess 49 to 51 or something like that. One for the guy that was liberal and wants to hand away the state. And I'm not saying the left-right paradigm is right, but I'm just
they run for the most extreme scam they can. They like it.
Yeah, it's just for some reason people just buy into the fact that what they're being told by the mainstream news and the left-right paradigm media is the way that things are. And they don't miss.
That you see them. They're like giggling, cowardly, weak bags of pus. And their religion is that they're weak. Their religion is that they're stupid. Their religion is that they're gullible. And they wear it like a cloak of power that they're just, I look at. They have no... they love it. These parents are just, oh, here's fluoride for my baby. Oh, have some uranium pumpkin. And you just look at them. And if you try to warn one of these scumbags, they'll just look at you with hate like a rat. Give me my uranium. I want to poison my kid. I mean, I just can't handle it, Ted. I can't handle it anymore.
I know it. It's crazy. Alex, let me just do the numbers here real quick. Gold went over $1,400 an ounce today. It already went to $1,400.
No, I'm
going to
stop you. I'm sorry, Ted. We'll have to come back and talk about gold because that's another example. I've sat there with family, not real close family, but at dinners and things over the years, and I've like, gold's at $300, when they're babbling about their investments. And I go, gold's at $300, I would buy. A few years later, it's at $500. I would buy. And they still laugh. Then it's $800. They laugh. Then it's $1,000. They laugh. Now it's $1,400. They still laugh. It's like they love it. Their investments are in the toilet, but they don't care. It's like they worship the government. They worship ignorance. They worship failure. They love it. They love it, Ted. They love it. They love bondage.
I know, it is really weird the way that works out. It's almost like if you're on the gold team, you're on the wrong side of it.
They're under mind control. They're just idiots.
Yeah, I know.
They're under mind control. They can't admit they've been conned, so they stick with it.
I know it. That's what it is. I mean, and it's all been sold to us. You know, this whole fiat system and the way it literally has been sold to us. I mean, my nephew went through Harvard Business, and he came out thinking that having a Federal Reserve note, a piece of paper, is better than gold.
They think, this is what happens. Only 20% of the public from the studies I've seen actually watch CNBC or read the Wall Street Journal. And then they think that's like high advanced rocket scientist, and they are now super geniuses because they repeat what the paid liars tell them to say. And so when you try to warn them about something, they think you're showing off. You're not trying to warn them. You're not trying to help them as a fellow human. It's all about posing. We're like a nation of preening, posing peacocks. I watch people in restaurants. They strut and get off on themselves and look at everyone. I mean, what does even that matter? And I just want to strangle them. The globalists have disgust for the public because they're doing all this to you and you love it. And I'm not talking about our listeners. Our listeners are the salt of the earth. Wonderful people. I've met you. I've talked to you. But more and more, this is probably even more hardcore than I thought. I mean, we've got the Rockefeller Foundation documents where they talk about putting sterilants in vaccines and how to do it. We've caught them doing it all over. I mean, how do we have a government caught doing all these experiments on troops and foster children and taking our blood secretly and putting uranium in the water? And if you walk up to a bar and try to tell people that in Austin, half of them will be listeners and go, yeah, you're right, but the other half will laugh at you. But what are the other half doing not going to the city council and saying, listen, we've discovered you don't just put fluoride in the water that's deadly, you're putting radioactive isotopes. And then if the mayor laughs, you sue him. If Lee Leffingwell laughs at you like he does, you sue him. They're poisoning us. It ain't funny. Again, it's this shield of laughing. It's some psychological warfare thing by these goblin people. And I, quite frankly, have had it. I'm sane, okay? I'm sane. I don't like the fact that they're poisoning our food and water. Ted, I'm sorry. I promise callers, we're going to break here in 3-4 minutes, and I'm coming right back with Vincent, Candy, Brandon, Mark, and Randy. Just lately, it's been hitting me so hard, Ted. And we see the gold going up, the silver, just like we said, because we know what we're talking about. This is common sense history. Tell folks what's happened with gold and silver, where all this is going. The technical analyst in Bloomberg saying that it's going to break its ratio with silver. What does that mean? Give us today's silver and gold offers, the radio super deals.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the silver. Right now, $29.73, almost $30 an ounce. I've been talking about the survival bag of dimes, which right now they're $2,295.72 if you're going to buy one bag of 100 face, which, by the way, you can buy it in fractions if you want to call it, if you don't have that much money. But the point is it now takes $23 to buy one dime. That means that the United States dollar takes 23 times as much money to buy silver as it did when silver was constitutional money back in 1964. Get a clue. The United States dollar is going into the toilet. You're talking about
the
Federal Reserve.
No, the yuppies don't
QE2.
Believe it. The yuppies will tell you there's not even abortions in America. They just run around like delusional filth. But a lot of people aren't delusional filth. Ted, tell folks the super good deals on gold and silver you got.
Yeah, sure. Let me talk about them right now. That bag at $22.95, I mean, you can't beat this deal. $97 still for delivered, three silver dollars, three of Alex's most hard-hitting videos that you can get in your hands. I mean, we're so close to Christmas, I don't know if I can get them to you. I'll try. But I can just tell you right now, you can't beat that offer. Silver is trading custom just short of $30 an ounce, and I'm delivering three of these darn things for $97 and adding brand new fresh copies of Alex's videos still sealed in the plastic.
Three of my hottest films and the free shipping.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Alex.
I mean, you're losing money on it. It's a loss leader. Folks, call today, 800-686-2237. If you want to support what we're doing, not that this actually supports us. Ted's crazy when it comes to being competitive. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, what about the gold and silver coins, the silver half dollars? What are some of the other smoking radio deals?
Well, there's really great deals right now. The Franks are at 305. We give a full-year subscription to Bob's newsletter. You can buy the British Sovereign right now at 380. You get actually five of the videos there. The Walking Liberty halves are at 1363. We have U.S. Eagles. You know, I mean, you name it. I mean, bars of gold and silver, you really should be getting
in. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special, Ted Anderson special, to get the lowest prices. The regular prices are great, but these radio deals are out of this world. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted. We'll come back with your calls, I promise.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going directly to your phone calls, and I'll get into the federal court ruling. Insurance company care, insurance company scam. They call it Obamacare so they can just blame their disgusting puppet, and then you'll forget about the real controllers. The insurance companies wrote it on record. It's not about liberal or conservative. It's about bloodthirsty scumbag companies using government to make you buy stuff from them. Vincent in Hawaii. Vincent, you're on the air.
Aloha.
Aloha to you. I wish I was out there right now, man.
Well, that's, what, 2,500-plus miles? Alex, cheer up, Alex. I understand that, you know, you're making points of light here across the world. You're making points of light in Hawaii. There's a lot of listeners here. Lot of listeners.
No, I know that. It's getting really, we're starting to live in 1984. I found out from the CBC that the Austin police were talking trash about me to them. Can you imagine how unprofessional that is? I mean, it shows how dangerous they are. It's just this country is rat run. I'm sorry.
Let's imagine the Seraphim and what they think about 60 plus years of genocide against babies and kids and families. Let's think about how this opposition is creating altruism. Let's think about how, if this opposition wasn't here right now, where would the altruism been reserved from? Where would it come from?
Quantify what you're saying and tell folks what Seraphim are.
Well, the Seraphim, I'm going to a little gratitude on that part. They are the angels of our Creator. And they're waiting for their time. They're almost ready, bro. You know, let's talk about gratitude. You know, gratitude for the freedom we have right now to be live. We still have freedom right now.
The globalists want to take our freedom to live. They want to kill us just like they love killing babies. Exactly.
The freedom is still here. We're on right now. Everybody's listening. Where points of light are happening all over. I want to help right now. And one way we can do that is seize the moment for holiday. The holiday time, and it was what everybody has time off. Grandma, grandpas, aunts, uncles, everybody comes home. we can get something that the elderly need in their stockings. What's the most mild-mannered movie do you think you got, Alex, that would help the elderly? Something that's not like the least alarmistic movie that you've got that would help the elderly and yet stay in peace in their home. Which one do you think that is?
Maybe Don't Tread On Me? I don't know.
Don't Tread On Me?
Yeah, maybe Don't Tread On Me, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's you know, if we could get the mainstream of all the general public of people out there on something like Craigslist in two categories, typing one sentence in two categories about where they could go for real news and get something appealing to the elderly.
Yeah, well, Google's already trying to censor us, so we need people to help us. And by the way, it's in mainstream news today, Wall Street Journal, that Google is caught restricting people they don't like and even competitors. So Google is now completely corrupt and cannot be trusted as far as you can throw them.
Audience, we need everyone's help. We can burn movies. Look at all the opportunities Alex has presented. We can burn movies for free. If we just burn one movie each and get them out to our local communities and put them in stockings, we've got time off here. This is a seize-the-moment holiday time right now. We've got to move now while people are off. The biggest time of the year when people come home, they've got time. Time to see, listen, hear, and learn. We've got to do this. Everybody, please help. One DVD burning. That's all it is. Go on Craigslist one time, one category. Type a sentence about where you can get the real, no-spin, honest news. The grassroots of the nation we still got. Have cheer. Cheer up, Alex. Your points of light are everywhere.
No, I hear happening. You. God bless you. It's good to hear from you. We'll come back with more calls. And it's not even... Look, I just sometimes I'm looking at all this news and it freaks me out and I just get really nasty feeling. And I apologize for that, but I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of all this evil and corruption. People need to get the instinct again to not like corruption. Corruption isn't cute or funny. It's dangerous.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got a news article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Father harassed by CPS for feeding kids organic food. The kids told the neighbors, oh, no, we don't drink tap water. It's got fluoride in it. And so now they're trying to say that it's abuse to not give your children fluoride and to feed them organic food. You just can't make this up. And I've actually seen this many times where they'll take young, healthy couples' children away if they are into organic food or if they're vegetarian. And no one can argue that a vegetarian diet is pretty healthy in many cases. You do need to get a lot of beans and rice and things that together give you protein. And when you're, 1 to 3 in the old days, they would breastfeed that long or also give milk as a supplement. I mean, they need some protein, some fish. But the point is that it's a lot better than eating a bunch of McDonald's hamburgers. And some of the longest lived people in the world are vegetarians. It doesn't matter. What is the government doing? Now you don't want tap water, so we're going to take your kids? I mean, this country. And I've just got literally probably 200 articles here, all more insane than the last, just all off the charts crazy. I've got a bunch of mainstream news articles where they're admitting that vaccines they're giving kids are killing them in the U.S., but nobody gets in trouble because the vaccine makers have immunity. Then you warn people, hey, these vaccines can hurt you, and the average... I don't even want to call them yuppie. What do you call just the average? You know who they are. You warn them about something and they laugh at you. And you want to slap them. I guess they're just domesticated, weak people who are living in la-la land. I guess that's the word for them. All right, Candy in Canada, then Brandon, Randy, Tim, Brent, and others. Candy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for holding while I've been babbling.
I'm a bit nervous, so I'll give you a few points, and then I'll tell you about our Walmart bombshell up here in Canada. You're right. It's coming at us like a freight train, and I'm a mom, I'm giving my life to this. I've personally handed out 1,128 videos this year.
Wow.
And I teamed up with a fella from America that I met online, and we're developing a website. It's a massive movie. A lot of people don't like to research. So what we did is put a lot of the information on the NWO into movies that are available online so that you have one-stop kind of thing. Our motto is there's a war raging, and the truth needs an army. So it's infoarmy.org, and we're still building it up. But we'll take suggestions as well.
That's a great name.
I have to tell you that on Sunday's show, you covered about Canada. You're right. Nobody's listening up here. It is so hard. And Harper prorogued. It's called proroguing Parliament. And it's unprecedented that he's ever done this. And he did it twice in 1 year. And yes, you're right. The Governor General is the power in Canada. She has put in, or they are put in, on every one of the Queen's countries that she dominates. And she... it's her choice.
Look, she owns on record about half the land in Canada. Same thing in Australia. They've got crowns on all the street signs. When I've been in London and I talked to the police and they said, yes, the Queen at her discretion shuts down her roads. So they'll just shut down whole roads as an exercise of power, just like they stick their hands down your pants as an exercise of power and to train their goons. And I've read out of the New York Times where it said the Parliament didn't vote the way he wanted and the Parliament was going to vote to remove him. So he pled to the Queen, who activated the Governor General. They're under a governor, an unelected governor. That's tyranny. And when I'm on Canadian radio, I'll bring it up when a host is attacking me, and they go, let's just move on from that. People don't want to discuss it. They want to make believe that they're in a free country. Well, here, I read the New York Times admitting that a secret banking cartel runs the country and controls the stock market. It's all rigged. And the average investor doesn't want to hear that. Because if they actually admit that we aren't running things, then they have to admit they've got to get up off their hind end and do something. And so they just make believe. I mean, more and more, having children, I've now discovered all this. I remember briefly as a child, 3 years old, playing Batman and Robin with my friends across the street, jumping off the porch. I've told the story many times. And it wasn't fun anymore. I realized I'm not Batman. I'm not Robin. This isn't real. And then when I was like 15, there were neighborhood kids still playing make-believe games. And I had this big conscious thing that I'm only alive once. There's this world outside of me. I mean, it was a real epiphany. And most adults, it's like dress up. I mean, they enjoy just parading and posing around. And so they're mentally ill. They think if they just imagine that none of this is happening, that then it means that nothing's going on. So, I mean, what do Canadians say up there, Candy, about the fact that Canada, and in fact, I'm going to read the New York Times because people won't listen to me, and then I want to get your comment, because I was sent emails, I saw comments when I mentioned this briefly last Friday, saying I made this up. Here it is. Canadian leader shuts down Parliament. How does I thought we have separation of powers. How does the Prime Minister shut down the Parliament, who is elected by the people, and then they elect him? See, he serves the people. Canada's parliamentary opposition reacted with outrage on Thursday after Prime Minister Stephen Harper shut down the legislature until January 26, seeking to forestall a no-confidence vote that he was sure to lose and possibly provoke a constitutional crisis. Well, they're supposed to remove prime ministers when they're setting up North. And what did he say a month ago? We're giving up our sovereignty in Canada to the globalists. Harper acted after getting approval of Governor General Michelle Jean, or Jean, if I'm pronouncing that right, who represents Queen Elizabeth II as the nation's head of state. He represents the head of state, Queen Elizabeth. And that's not ceremonial. It was the Parliament. And I've read the charter of the Parliament Act in England and in Canada and in Australia. It's all the same. They operate at her pleasure or his pleasure if it's a king. They operate at the pleasure of the crown, and the taxes are paid, and they shut down whole roads for their enjoyment. I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead and finish your point.
No, that's correct. That's exactly what they do. They use happy words up here like harmony and vision, just like Charlene had Charlotte has said.
Oh, there's a vision. Your elected representatives actually tried to run things and didn't want to take your guns and didn't want to give up our... Did you see the news yesterday where they announced they're merging Canada and the U.S. military forces domestically? I mean, that was already done a decade ago. Now they're announcing it, and they're like, oh, it's vision, it's harmony. Oh, your elected people don't want it? Well, they're not the government. This old lady is... This old warmonger, you know, whose cousin was a top Adolf Hitler supporter. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Today, Hillary Clinton is here in Canada, and she's basically here to eliminate the borders of Canada, the U.S., Mexico, and it's called the New Border Vision, another happy, happy word.
No, that was in the news. They say they're merging everything.
Yeah, they're merging it all. But like Charlotte had said, is in the end, they're going to eliminate North America. It'll all be one union. It'll all be the New World Order.
Well, Judicial Watch sued 4 years ago and got all the official documents. First thing on the agenda at the Banff Canada SPP meeting, keep it secret from the public. Use border crises to merge. Use flu to merge. You know, we're going to take over. And at the meeting, they had representatives of more than 100 Fortune 100 literally writing the agenda. Then they had all the executives of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada literally saying, yes, sir, and implementing it.
Yeah, that's correct. And it is, it's a hidden way to put SPP back on the table, which it hasn't even come off the table to begin with.
I hear you. God bless you, Candy. I'm glad you brought up that Canada situation. I mean, it's like uranium in the water, or the government taking kids' blood at birth secretly. I mean, it's all admitted, and people just go, well, I guess uranium's good for me. I'll guarantee you, I could go out in Austin and walk up to 10 cops. Three of them would say, leave me alone, Alex, so you wouldn't know what side they were on. Two or three would say, oh, hi, Alex, I like your show. And three more would laugh and say, good, I like uranium. Now, if some citizen put a little uranium in their drink, there'd be cops freaking out and crying on the news and press conferences, and they'd all be up there with real serious looks on their face going, we're going to get to the bottom of whoever put this uranium in our officer's drink. But government does it, and they've been brainwashed. They can't hear you. They're just like, you mean a group that's big and scary? I'll just deny that's going on. I'm a coward deep down. What do you think I'm going to do? And again, I talk about cops because you are going to be the enforcement of this. Brandon and Mass, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
Two things. I was wondering if you had seen a recent video of Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope kind of making fun of you. And two...
I'm very upset by that. I'm very upset. They're comedians. It's terrible. I mean, those guys are over-the-top, extreme comedians. And whereas I'm friends with Joe and I, you know, like Stanhope as a human being, I disagree with a lot of what they say. But I'm reaching out because also I get to reach out to their very worldly audience. So, I don't know that there's a video of them making fun of me, but I appreciate it because the guys have millions of fans.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Two.
I thought you were asking me a question.
I was wondering about kind of your smear campaign, I guess you could say, against like other truthers such as Jock Fresco.
Well, I mean, listen, there's a lot of people out there who are drama queens, and if they can make up that I'm doing something to them, then they get to parade around and be part of the Alex Jones's evil cult, which is a bunch of losers and failures, and I don't even care. I'm worried about poison in the water, world government, global financial meltdown, hyperinflation. I could just tell, because that guy could hardly talk, that, and I feel sorry for Brandon, I could tell when I heard the voice, the spirit of weakness, that he was going to bring up a bunch of ninnying junior high gossip. You think I care if I have never done anything to anybody. All I've done is had a platform to help people. Folks get a taste of it. They try to stab me in the back because they're primitive and they think if they can knock me off, they'll be number one.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
Patriot Jimmy Vaughn.
Don't want no shackles on me.
You know, I want to go to Randy, Brent, Tim, Tom, Frank, and others. We got Robert Groden coming up here in a moment. But I, folks, just for the interest of defeating the New World Order, let's just say I'm a really horrible person, which I'm not. Let's just say it. It's all true. I mean, just anything you can imagine evil, I did it. I sunk the Lusitania. I assassinated JFK. I stole the eggs from the Easter Bunny. It doesn't matter. The globalists are online trying to make all of this about us infighting with each other. That's what Cass Sunstein said. All I do is bring people together, bring people on this show, create a platform. So I got a lot of jealous haters. It's that simple. And then a lot of other weak-minded, mentally ill people who were brought up wrong, and all they know how to do is fight with each other. We're going into world government. We've got to stay focused on going after the globalist and bringing them to justice. It's us or them, okay? And the main reason so many other talk show hosts and people are jealous is because they're lazy. I make films. I do interviews every day. I work hard to warn people because I'm driven by a desire for liberty. And that's why you're failures, okay, is because you come from bad families. You're backstabbers. I mean, I'm sure you're all losers. I mean, anybody who's successful is either evil and successful or good and successful. But infighters are always weak, unsuccessful people. So you're lukewarm, I guess. And I feel sorry for you. But please keep attacking because that sends people here to find the truth. Let's talk to Randy in Ohio. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex Jones.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, not too bad. Freezing my butt off here in Northwest Ohio.
All part of the global warming. Record cold, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A part of the reason, I'd say most of the reason, that people in this country, in this world, are so complacent is they're lazy. They're flat lazy, man. It takes effort to educate yourself on these issues. I stumbled across your website here a few months back, and I started listening to your radio show through the web. I've been watching Jesse Ventura's documentaries, and I've been going back and researching and verifying all this. Now, this takes some effort to do. Most people don't want to put that kind of effort into anything.
But don't they understand, Randy, they have no future if they don't do the research and then take action? Don't they know? I mean, people should be overrunning the city councils to take control of their government through the elective process. They should be overrunning government to take our country back. But and some are waking up, but not fast enough.
Yeah, I understand that. I've been trying to get this, talk to my wife about this stuff. She thinks I'm off the wall until I started showing her some of these videos. And she's starting to get the idea of what's coming. And I think this whole New World Order deal is going to come in here when this 2012 solar cycle ramps up and this magnetosphere.
Yeah.
When that sunspot hits that hole in the magnetosphere, it's going to fry a lot of stuff. It's just going to be like opening up a blast furnace.
Well, we know that scientists had previously thought that we were hit every million years or so by big asteroids. Now they say every 10,000. We know that they thought that the ozone layer was unnatural. Now they know it is natural. And that there's all sorts. This planet is not stable. Anybody who's lived in Tokyo or San Francisco, for that matter, and been in an earthquake. Last night I was at my parents. They had some friends over. They were all telling stories about being in earthquakes. My mom was in one visiting friends in San Francisco. And, I mean, the earth moves around under you. This planet is not stable. That's why when Al Gore says we've got to have stable climate and they've got to control the weather, it's a joke. I mean, you know, my grandfather, again, going into Italy during World War II, Mount Vesuvius was erupting. Mount Vesuvius was exploding, and they were landing and had the Germans attacking them. I mean, that's a volcano going off. The planet is not stable. And you've got a good point. Anything else, Randy?
I was watching the videos about Jesse Ventura going up to the Great Lakes and the levels are dropping and Lake Mead out west. I know these globalists are building these underground bunkers all over the country to save their butts on our money. And I just wondered, do you think they might be putting that water underground?
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, they're doing all sorts of craziness. They've had our money since 47, unlimited amounts of it. So the sky's the limit. I mean, as bad as things are, we only know the tip of the iceberg. Imagine what we don't know. I appreciate your call. More calls coming up. We're going to have Robert Groden pop in as well. Stay with me.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
Well, they've come out with a mouse with a human brain. They've got jellyfish monkeys. People are now eating salmon that's got other species in it. The government's moving to not let you even know what's in your food. Here's Fox News. Spanish researchers want to tag human embryos with barcodes. In futuristic movies like Aliens 2 and 12 Monkeys, prisoners are barcoded. Well, we are prisoners. For easy identification, what do you think your ID cards are? But today's reality is even wilder. Scientists have proposed barcoding embryos. And it goes through the government grants in Spain and other places. It says, but privacy experts and children's rights advocates were instantly concerned by the concept of direct labeling of embryos, calling for transparency in the process. The venture is meant to avoid mismatches during the in vitro fertilization embryo transfer procedures. And they've got all these pills coming out with RFID in them. The Mexican attorney general 6 years ago made his employees take implantable chips. In Afghanistan, they're making the Afghans all take an RFID card, and they admit it's to track them and control them. Well, what's wrong? You don't like being occupied slaves like we are here? We shift gears now to a great patriot being persecuted. I mean, he's such an icon, but he's so mild-mannered and mildly spoken that he never puts on airs. And I've been working on a JFK documentary for 5 years, but the rabbit hole goes so deep, I never finished it. But we're going to put it out. I just don't want to put crud out. And that's why more and more it's kind of like, not even writer's block. You know, I kind of worked on Police State 4, but some of the other guys really produced it. Burma's put out his Invisible Empire, which is great. But it's been over a year since I really made a film. And it's because I'm doing all these other videos and special reports, and we've shot over 50 interviews and never put them in films. That's why I've just been putting them on PrisonPlanet.tv. But Robert Groden was the House Assassination Committee photographic expert on staff. He, of course, was the main consultant on Oliver Stone's JFK film. He's the guy that got the Zapruder film and first leaked it. And you'll go out there to Dealey Plaza, and they'll allow homeless people, literally most of them schizophrenic, I mean, I've talked to them, sell newspapers, whatever they want, tell you wild stories. Some of them are nice. Some of them are clearly out of their mind. I've seen them fighting with each other. Cops leave them alone. Robert Groden comes and tries to talk to people. They slap him in handcuffs. And, you know, you will not. And by the way, his old associate, who's the head of the book, a depository building, he told Ventura that he personally doesn't believe the official story because he used to be with Groden. But a bizarre admission when even on the JFK show of conspiracy theory with Ventura 2 weeks ago, even the establishment mouthpiece has to say, well, I personally don't really believe the official story. I mean, whoa. But here's the issue. He's had to sue him. They will not allow him to go out and talk to the public in America. And they selectively do it. And this is in Dallas, my hometown. I was born in Parkland, where they took Kennedy and threw the fake bullet on the stretcher. But just amazing. So Robert Groden, JFKmurder.com. Is that the best website to give out, Robert?
Yes, it is, Alex. Robert Groden, it's just www.JFKmurder.com.
John, up there at the network, how's Robert Groden's audio there for you? Yeah, it's very muffled. Just try to speak up as much as you can, Robert. We had you on a few years ago, and it was crystal clear.
Okay.
Okay, now you're pretty clear now. Go ahead and start over.
The website is www.jfkmurder.com. JFK Murder is one word. And anytime that there's anything new relating to all of this, I will definitely put it right on there.
Well, if anybody out there, you probably are the expert. Of course, also, Jim Mars is a great expert. He also consulted on the film JFK. You testified to the House committee, to one of the committees, that you thought E. Howard Hunt was a prime suspect. He sued the Spotlight when they said he was one of the shooters, and then he lost. And then he told his son, deathbed confession. We've aired that here. We aired the video first. Rolling Stone carried the text first. Coast to Coast had the audio first. Did a great job. Ian Punnett, I believe, was the first to have that audio. But what an amazing revelation. What's your view on that little tidbit?
Well, back when I testified before the Rockefeller Commission in 1975, I testified that I believed that that E. Howard Hunt was part of this, that he was in Dealey Plaza. And, of course, they all laughed. Now that he confessed to it before he passed away, it changes everything. Because if he's involved in it, the people around him could very well be involved with it as well. And that includes Nixon and the Watergate crew.
Well, we have the photographs that look just like him, and we have the tramps being picked up behind the grassy knoll. It's just incredible. We've seen other evidence come out. What we had... major government laboratories a few years ago, even the Dallas Morning News, they tested the bullet. What did they find, Robert?
Well, the thing is, there were so many bullets that were found, they all disappeared except one. And the one that that we still have is the so-called magic bullet, the bullet that was supposed to have gone through both President Kennedy and Governor Connally, which is ludicrous. It's a fairy tale. It never happened. Any number of things are possible. The single bullet theory is absolutely impossible. It could not have happened. And the testing of the stuff that you see on the Discovery Channel on their horrible, horrible, dishonest documentaries, they all represent things that are not true. They have the president sitting in the wrong position. They have the bullets entering both the president and Governor Connally in the wrong places. And this becomes their fact. They show us this silly...
Well, that latest Discovery Channel is produced by a guy who wanted me to be in the last episode. I refused. But it's produced by a guy who openly makes fun of anybody criticizing any corruption and does nothing but specialize in debunking, and the bullets aren't fired from the same spot. I mean, it's all quackery.
You're absolutely right. I would have nothing to do with anything relating to the Discovery Channel. I think they've done five or six different documentaries, what I call them mockumentaries, dealing with different aspects of the Kennedy case, and every one of them is dishonest. I mean, they're not even close to the truth. And the last one, which was called Inside the Target Car, I was actually there when they did it, and they had Mrs. Kennedy sitting slightly behind the president.
Yeah, that's the one with the jelly head with the green slime.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Yeah, they wanted me to be in that, and I said, no thanks, pal.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have anything to do with it either, but what I did do is I went behind the stockade fence where they were filming from, and I showed them the photographs that they were having the people within the car sitting in the wrong position. They told me to mind my own business, and this includes Gary Mack. He was back there with them. And I told them, I showed them the photographs that Mrs. Kennedy was sitting slightly in front of the president, not slightly behind him. And I didn't know why they were doing that. But we found out when they ran the show, what they had Gary Mack saying was that if the bullet had come from the grassy knoll, we would have had a dead Mrs. Kennedy because the bullet would have gone through the president's head and hit her. Well, that's because they had her sitting in the wrong place, and they knew it.
And we know they know because you were there. What do you think of the curator, who was once one of your colleagues, telling Ventura 2 weeks ago that he doesn't even really believe the official story?
Well, he's told me that several times through the years. But the thing is that for him to say it on public television or shows shown to the public on television was absolutely amazing to me that he would admit it. But he did. I was surprised.
I think people just can't go along with propaganda. It's like Geraldo Rivera says 9/11 could be an inside job. Andrew Napolitano came out and said it's like the JFK assassination couldn't happen the way we were told. I mean, I think people can't handle it anymore, Robert. People can see America dying. What do you think of the TSA putting their hands down people's pants and Walmart announcing Big Brother screens with Homeland Security saying spy on other shoppers? I mean, it's almost like it's a cartoon of a ridiculous police state. It's so over the top.
That it is. That it truly is. The things you mentioned, Homeland Security. One of the times that I was harassed in Dealey Plaza, it wasn't the Dallas police. It was Homeland Security, and they showed up with machine guns. And they said I was a terrorist because I was going against the official fiction of what was.
Okay, excuse me. You're a very well respected researcher. You don't lie. I didn't know this. You should have contacted me, but I actually heard you'd lost my number or couldn't get in contact. And normally you have your assistant with you. I hope you got photos or witnesses. I know you're suing one group over their discrimination, but let's hold the horses right there. When did this happen? What exactly happened? This is getting really dangerous.
Well, the thing with Homeland Security was about a half a dozen years ago. That was a while ago. Everything that's happened.
Well, I don't care, though. I didn't know this. So this is 6 years ago, 2004 or so. Tell us what happened, Robert.
Well, the police had been harassing me one after the other. But what was happening is the sixth floor museum kept calling the police. And apparently, somewhere along the line, they ended up getting in touch with Homeland Security. And these guards came up with these helmets on and machine guns and these gray outfits with black writing on it that Homeland Security on the back. And they told me I was a terrorist, and they forced me to leave the plaza for the day. I came back the next day, but you know it was really really obscene what they were doing. You know, everybody who was there trying to hear about what I had to say about the assassination, they were panic stricken. They walked.
Well, that's
away
right. They don't mind the homeless people, but when you're there eloquently laying out the facts, they can't. Stand it in America. How dare you think you can stand on at a park in a public sidewalk off a road and talk to Americans? What do you think this is, America, Robert Groden? How dare you? You know, you may get to testify before Congress or work for Congress. You may get to consult on big Hollywood films, but you don't have the freedom to sit down. Now, it's been in the news that you've been arrested before. Tell us what this harassment has led up to. Now you're having to sue them.
Well, 12 years ago, they started to harass me. I had been there for 3 years, and then all of a sudden the police started showing up on a daily basis, and then for a while almost on an hourly basis, to kick me out of the park. And 7 years ago, they were going to do it again, and my attorney contacted the city and said if they didn't stop, that we would sue. And an agreement was made with the city attorney's office that they would leave me alone if I would not sue. So I dropped it. I didn't sue. They kept their word for 7 years. And then all of a sudden, back in July, they started up again. They showed up. I sold one magazine. One magazine. They threw on the handcuffs and threw me in jail. I was bailed out by a friend of mine. And they didn't tell me what they were arresting me for. They did not read me my rights. They told me that I was being arrested for vending without a permit. Well, there are no permits. They don't exist. Not only will they not give a permit, they won't even give an application for a permit. So I had to have enough.
And they allow all the other people to be there selling stuff.
Oh, I was the only one who was arrested. All the other people that were out there selling garbage newspapers that have nothing of any real value in them, they were left alone. Some of them were ticketed, but nobody else was arrested. So anyway, that's what they did. They threw me in jail, and when I got out, I had had enough, and I went back to my attorney, and we sued the city. We sued the city for First, Fourth, Fifth, and Fourteenth Amendment violations.
Okay, and again, your phone's fading a bit, Robert, so speak right into that telephone.
Okay.
What is the specifics of this case? Is this first case their case against you, or is it your case against them on the civil case in the local court? Whose case is this coming up Thursday?
Well, the first one is the municipal case, which is them against me, the Dallas police versus me. And depending on what happens with that, lead the direction for the rest of it. The federal case is the big one because, you know, if I don't stop them now, if they're able to get away with this now, we'll never, never be able to talk about the Kennedy assassination where people come to learn about it. The sixth floor will have won. I just can't let that happen.
And then that way, they get to sit there distributing their lies to the school children and everybody else, while the director of it doesn't even really believe the story and admits it on TV. And then how dare you try to talk to people out there on the street?
Well, nobody who works for the Sixth Floor Museum believes the lie. But that's what they've got to do. They've got to sell that lie. If you have any question as to their point of view, just go into their bookstore and try to find any book that even admits the possibility of a conspiracy. You're not going to find them. They're censored, every one of them.
Well, Robert, here's the good news. I was talking to CBC, and they said they found the same thing. 85 to 90% of people in scientific polls, but also on the street that they talk to, do not believe the official story. And the average is about 90% or 89% from what I've seen. Some polls, 92, 95% don't believe it. And so they can sit there and put their lies out. Nobody, except for brain-dead cowards, are buying into it.
Well, I see that every weekend. I've been down in Dealey Plaza now. No, I've been working on the Kennedy case for 47 years. I've been in Dealey Plaza now for 15 years. And I can tell you that between 95 and 99% of the people know that something is crooked. We talk to everyone about this. Virtually nobody believes it. And when you find one person in every couple of thousand who backs the official lie, you find that they really know nothing about the case. You ask them specific questions about any of the evidence, they don't know, and they don't care to know. That's been the problem.
Now, when is your civil case coming up where you're suing them?
That's sometime after the municipal case is resolved. So much of what happens in the federal case relates to what happens in the civil case. That's been put off by the court until after decisions
are
made on it.
Stay there. JFKmurder.com. They don't want you to get this information. He worked on the case from day one. He saw the photographs. He's got them. He's got incredible information. We'll talk about it in the final segment coming up. I apologize to those other callers. Call tomorrow. I'll get you at the head of the line. We got a new report out on PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, 2012, congressman says odds are 50-50. Americans still want libertarian congressmen to audit the Federal Reserve. That breaking news is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Remember, the system is doing everything they can to censor this radio broadcast, everything they can to block us on Google, everything they can to block us off of AM and FM radio. Spread the word about the broadcast. We're having a big effect. And this show is so key because we bring you all this information and all these other researchers and guests. It's having such a big effect, so please intensify it. Here's an amazing new express.co.uk mainstream news article. The pyramids, the Taj Mahal, and even Venice could soon become the exclusive playgrounds of the rich and famous, a report claims. The UN always said they would not allow the general public into these heritage sites. They're handing over a bunch of islands to the bankers that rob Greece. It's incredible. It says drastic actions needed to protect world heritage sites, or many could be lost within 20 years because they're being crushed under the weight of mass tourism. So the report expects the influential Future Laboratory for Thomas Holidays says that in the time, access may be limited to the wealthy, with ordinary tourists having to make do with viewing platforms. And then it goes through how they're going to shut everything down. See, that's why the globalists want to tax you to fly or tax you to travel. They want to shut everything down. That's their admitted model. Here they are introducing it to you. Going back to Robert Groden. Robert, well, folks need to stand with you on this. We've only got about 3 minutes left. Any other big bombshell tidbits that have come out on the 47-year assassination of JFK?
Nothing really worthwhile in the last year or so, but I'm hopefully very close to getting my new book out, JFK Top Secret. I'm sorry, JFK, my mind is just, I'm thinking about so many things. It's JFK Absolute Proof, and I've been trying to get it published now for 3 years. It looks like I may be getting close. There'll be a lot of new stuff in there, and when I'm ready to release that, I will let you know right away.
Yeah, you showed me the photos that nobody's ever seen before, the real photos. I mean, his whole head was just mushroomed completely, I mean, just devastated.
That's right.
And you've got a lot of other little tidbits in there.
Yeah, the JFK's missing brain. You know where it is now. There's tons of new stuff, and hopefully that'll be out before the Super Bowl, because that's what I've been hoping for. There'll be a lot of people in Dallas that have never been here before that want to learn about this, and they'll have the opportunity, hopefully.
Well, they better hurry. So the book is coming out in the next month?
I'm hoping. There are three people that are interested in helping me get it out. I've got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, but if you've got to go to a publisher and get it printed, I mean, if they were printing it right now, it might get out in time for the Super Bowl.
Well, that's what we're talking about. We're certainly hoping to get it out by then. I know it's only 2 months away, but we'll see.
Well, look, self-publish the thing. Print 10,000 copies of the stinking deal.
Well, that's exactly what I'm planning on doing. That's the number, and that's the process. The problem is, since the book has over 1,000 color photographs in it.
Oh, that's an expensive book to print.
Yeah, that's why it's costing so much.
Well, maybe print 2,000 of them then, but...
Well, if you do less than 10,000, it costs so much more.
No, I know. Believe me, I understand the experience of it. Well, God bless you. We look forward to talking to you soon, and stay in contact, because I want to buy a bunch of those and sell them on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Robert, let me say bye to you as the transmission ends. Key retransmission coming up now. Spread the word about the broadcast. Stay with us.